If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
One of the questions for this upcoming season is how much of a jump can Matis Buzelis realistically take for the Chicago Bulls this season? And throughout preseason, we've seen a number of things that point to Buzelis being ready to make quite a jump. But is it going to be the jump? That's what we're talking a little bit about today. We're going to talk about the future pairing of him and Noah Essengay as well. We're going to talk about one of my biggest concerns coming out of four preseason games so far. And ESPN did a simulation that actually was pretty favorable to the Chicago Bulls and where a lot of Bulls fans want to see us be. We're going to talk about all that and more right after this.
You are now tuned in to Chicago Bulls Central, your number one spot for all things Chicago Bulls, hosted by Hayes.
What's going on, Bulls fans? Welcome to another episode of Chicago Bulls Central, your number one spot for everything Chicago Bulls related. I'm the host there, Hayes, but more importantly, you guys can follow the channel at Bulls Central Pod on every social media platform we happen to be on. With that said, let's go ahead and get into this content for today, y'all. And of course, the person that always gets talked about when it comes to the Chicago Bulls is Matis Buzelis. This guy has had a really nice preseason so far for the Chicago Bulls. And, you know, people are really hoping that Matis is going to make quite a bit of a jump this year. And there's more than enough reason to understand why Bulls fans are looking for that, because Matis is a baller. I mean, that's just really the only way to put it. The way that Matis has improved in what he's done so far has been great. And you love to see that from Matis Buzelis. And he's a player that has so much potential to just be great in this league. And so when you look at Matis and what he's done so far in preseason, right? Matis Buzelis has averaged 17.2 points per game. And he's done that on basically about 10.5 shots per game as well, which is really good, right? That shows that Matis is the added efficiency that Matis Buzelis has shown so far. As a matter of fact, Matis has only had one game in preseason where he shot the ball below 50%. And that was again the second game against the Cleveland Cavaliers where he scored 11 points and he shot at 42%. Other than that, he shot the ball 54, 58, and 63% so far throughout this preseason. And there's just no doubt about it that Matis Buzelis is having the type of preseason that a lot of Bulls fans wanted to see from him, because they wanted to see that jump. They wanted to see a player that looked like they were ready to make that statistical leap, right? You know, he's averaging 1.2 blocks per game, basically, is what he's averaging, a little over 1.3. He's not averaging very many assists, despite him being on ball a little bit more. He's not doing that. And the rebound numbers leave a little bit to be desired, I would say, from your power forward. But I think the thing you got to factor in with that as well is that Matis hasn't really played in a lot of preseason, a lot of fourth quarters in this preseason so far. And so that's the thing that also, plays into this, is that we just haven't seen a lot of Matis Buzelis playing in the fourth quarter, which has, of course, affected the stats, right? He's only averaging 4.2 rebounds per game, so it's not crazy numbers, right? But again, if he's playing in fourth quarters, he has had two games where he's played over 20 minutes. He played 30 minutes last night, but, you know, he only played like 3 minutes in the fourth quarter and took one shot, right? But Matis, it's in what you watch, right? And the things that don't necessarily show up on the stat sheet for Matis Buzelis that are the most promising. If you look at him, the way that he's taking players off the dribble, the way that he's understanding how to use his side length and speed on the offensive side of the ball has all been things that we've seen from him. He had a couple of situations in which, you know, you could see him understanding, hey, I'm about to drive it because I got enough time, I got enough space to get to where I want to get to in the lane. And if he does have his spots, that's going to be a big thing here. I've been one to say, let's temper the expectations on Matis Buzelis in year two, right? Not to say that I don't think Matis is great, and it's not to say that I'm putting a ceiling on who Matis can be overall. I just think coming into the season, you look at Matis and where he's going to be, and there are players ahead of him. Kobe White is going to be the number one scoring option, right? Josh Giddey is going to have the ball in his hands a lot, whether he scores or not, right? Nikola Vucevic, who we got to talk about Vooch and the terrible preseason he's had. But I think he's still going to get his shots there. So we'll see, right, what happens as far as the shot distribution. But the thing that's promising about Matis is the efficiency in which he scored with. Keep in mind, one of the biggest knocks on Matis as a rookie was his shooting. As a matter of fact, in my scouting of Modest Bouzelas, one of the things that I said is the question for Modest in his rookie year is going to be how well he's going to be able to impact the game when his shot isn't falling. And for the most part, we saw that last season is that he found a way to impact the game. Now, this preseason so far, again, preseason numbers, don't expect this to maintain in the regular season, but they are promising. Shooting the ball well over 50% from the field so far this season. Shooting the ball over 40% from three so far this season. And I mean, in three out of the four games, he shot over 40%. Against Milwaukee, he shot 33%, but he still scored 19 points, right? So it looks like Modest has made the improvement in just about every area of the game offensively. And then we talk about the defensive side of the ball. Listen, there are still some on-ball things that Modest Bouzelas kind of fails at. Some things in pick and roll as well at being a young player. But I'll say this, what we're seeing for Modest is that he's now understanding how to use his length when people do get past him to still disrupt the shot. Now, that doesn't always mean it's going to end in a block, right? He did have the block party last night with five blocks. That was great to see. But we've seen aggressiveness from Modest on both sides of the ball. And keep in mind, this is a player that was already extremely confident. This is a guy that already was really locked in those areas. And so if you're going to get this refined Modest already in year two to where he's refined some of his game, that's promising. Now, the thing is, and I want to be clear here, is that there will be times where Modest Bouzelas does fail. And there's going to be some times where Modest Bouzelas does not have the smoothest game. There are going to be some times where we look at the game, we're like, damn, that was a bad game for Modest. Or damn, that was a bad defensive game. Damn, he couldn't hit a shot tonight, right? But the difference is from like what we deal with Modest from even other players like Daylen and Julian and P. Will, right? Is that when Modest's shot is not falling, I still believe he's going to find a way to impact the game of basketball, right? When his defense, when he doesn't win his one-on-one defensive matchup, I still believe that he's going to find a way to impact the game of basketball for the Chicago Bulls team, right? I believe all of that because we've seen Modest be able to do that already on a small sample size. So Modest is the biggest reason to be excited, and it looks like he's ready to take that step. The reason why I keep using the phrase like it looks like and he could be is because I don't want to talk in certainties because we've seen players have very rough second years. Now, that does not mean that their first year was a fluke. It doesn't mean that they still can't grow from it, but we've seen that. And the way that Modest is going to be guarded is going to be different, and the rotations are going to be a bit different. But Modest is somebody who I think commands and demands to be noticed, and it's for the right reasons because he's a competitor. He fights hard. He works hard. He cares about this team, and he cares about the team's success. You can throw the stats out the way. If it came down to Modest needs to impact the game of basketball but only score 5 points, he's going to be willing to do that. And that's the promising part about that. And I also want to spend some time in this segment also talking about the guy that we're going to hope is going to be the forward combo and pairing with Modest Bouzelas long term, and that's Noah Essanga. Right? Noah has not had an amazing statistical preseason. He never was. At least, I never thought that he was, right? But I think when you watch these games for Noah Essanga and you watch the way that he's moving out there and using his energy and his activity to put pressure on opposing teams, that's something that we need. Like, once this season is actually full go and we have all of our guards out there and everything like that, I think we're going to see a very, you know, different usage of a player like Noah, right? The lob threat's going to be there. His activity defensively, his activity on the boards, his ability to run the court, right? Those are all things that are benefit. And so the Bulls have these two very young, promising pieces. And in different ways, I think that they've both shown some things. And as a matter of fact, if I'm not mistaken, I feel like Noah is a little bit advanced than what we saw than Modest in preseason. Now, it's very different. The makeups of the team are very different. So I want to be clear on that. But when you look at Modest Bouzelas in preseason last year, it's not like Modest was you know, blowing it all up either or you know, setting fire to the world or anything. Like, Modest had some solid games in preseason last year, if I'm not mistaken. I think he scored in double digit two times in the preseason games that we had last year. But, you know, it wasn't like it was the stats that stuck out to you. And Noah's impact on the Bulls, if he does get a role in year one, is not going to be scoring-wise, right? It's not going to be maybe in the counting stats. And I don't think that's a bad thing not to look for that from Noah as raw as he is as a player in year one, right? And with the role that he's going to have here. But Noah is another guy that I think you see the competitiveness from him. We saw the video of him working after the game, you know, to get shots up. We've seen a lot of that. Like, he's another guy that is a sponge, and he's trying to absorb and soak this in, this whole experience. But, you know, the rotations that we've seen from him, the fact that he did get in the second quarter against the Bucks when we didn't have, you know, our full roster and things like that, I do think that it shows that there is that Billy Donovan sees a lot of the same things in Noah Essanay that we see, but it's just going to be a little bit slower of a burn. Like, he's gonna have a development plan for Noah, and I just want to see how that development plan goes. But again, these are two of the guys that for Bulls fans that so often have talked about the Bulls not changing, the Bulls not having anything to look forward to, the Bulls not having that. We are building a roster now that feels a lot more modern, and we have two guys, two forwards that are do-it-all forwards that really do, like, of course, Noah projects to be a little bit better defensively, whereas Modest is projecting to be a lot better offensively, right? But I think that those, like, having those pieces now on this team that we are actually building with and that look like legitimate building blocks that we just have to continue to cultivate and do those type of things with is promising. That is not a place that we've been in. And when you look at the Bulls' draft picks before those two guys, like, no knock to Dalen, no knock to Julian, other than, and Io has been great, right? But we haven't really had guys that have the upside of what Noah and Modest do and the floors, right? The high floors. And so these are guys that are very important to what we're doing going forward and what we're trying to build here. And I think that we have some promise here. Now, it's the long-term promise. And for Bulls fans that are especially upset and hurt and all that, rightfully so, over how long it's been since we won a playoff series, you know, that's not going to fix that this season more than likely, but it is something to be pointed out to that the Bulls actually have a future now, and Modest is that future. Noah Essanay is part of that future, right? And we just got to continue to build this thing out. There's not the only, like, Io's been super promising this year, and we'll see how this thing shakes out. But Modest Bouzelas and Noah Essanay, they've given throughout this preseason a lot of things to think about what the future could look like for this team. And I tell you what, that's a stark difference from where we were 2 years ago. That's a stark difference from where we were 3 years ago, where we're still hoping that P. Will was going to turn it around yet again.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We have guys that are locked in and that have skill, that have promise, that have desire to be great. And I love that they want to do that in a Bulls uniform. So those are things that I'm happy about. You guys can let me know how you feel on those parts down below. But we got to get into it and talk about something that isn't necessarily the easiest thing to talk about, but it does need to be talked about. And that is, What are some of my concerns coming out of preseason, right? And one of the things that have been evident for the Bulls is the slow starts in just every game that we've played so far in preseason. Now, I've talked about that a little before, but I do want to talk about one of the biggest players that's reasons why, right? And I want to be clear here. I don't like really judging a vet off preseason. I want to be clear there because I think veterans, they understand how preseason goes. They understand how that works out. And they don't always give the biggest effort when it's preseason, right? But throughout three games in preseason, he missed one game. Nikola Vucevic has been ass. Like, let's just be clear here. Now, if this holds true into the regular season, it's gonna contribute to why the Bulls get off to slow starts. Nikola Vucevic is one of the reasons, the only things that we have going in the half court consistently right now until we see what the season's gonna be. But Vooch, for what it's worth, has not had a single game shooting above 33% from the field. He has not had a single game of that. He has not had a single game of shooting above 34% from three. As a matter of fact, out of taking 9 threes so far this season, Nikola Vucevic has hit one of them. That's it. One of them. That is all that he's hit. 1 out of 9 from three-point range. Vooch has not scored in double figures not once in this preseason. Now, it's preseason. He's a vet. He's going into what, year 15, I believe, 14, something like that. So, you know, he's different. And those players sometimes prepare very differently for the preseason, and they view the preseason very differently. And that's fine. That's all fine, right? But Vooch has been trash. And the fact of the matter is that Vooch, unlike what we said for some other people, His way of impacting the game is offensively. His way of impacting the game is not defensive. He's not going to give you anything defensively, especially in a pick-and-roll defense, right? He's a solid on-ball defender, but not a great pick-and-roll defender. But with that said, is that Vooch, I get it that a lot of people are down on Vooch. And his play in preseason, I can't knock that. But we still need Nikola Vucevic. We still need that half-court threat. We still need that big man that can get us some buckets in the post. We still need that. Vooch has shot terribly so far in preseason. Now, maybe that's a sign that he's going to be, once the regular season goes on, he turns it on. But I tell you what, I've been somebody that's defended Vooch and said, I don't think a huge slide is coming from Vooch because of his game's not based off athleticism. But for the people that came into the season worried and concerned that he was going to take a fall off, this preseason has done nothing to overcome that at all. Vooch has been bad. And if the Bulls are going to want to avoid slow starts once the regular season is on and the lights are on, they're going to need to perform better than this. And Vooch is going to have to be part of the reason why. And unfortunately, I don't know if Billy Donovan would bench Vooch for Zach Collins. I don't know that. If Billy Donovan does during the season and Vooch gets off to a slow start, hats off to Billy Donovan for not being afraid to bench a vet. But as it stands right now, Vooch has not been great. He's not been good. 5 turnovers last year. He had as many turnovers as points. That is a concern. And it's not just him in that starting lineup. I'm not blaming it all on Vooch, but Vooch is the only really player in the starting lineup that hasn't flashed anything to be positive. Even with Josh Giddey, his rebounding, his playmaking has still been there. We just talked about Modest. Even when Isaac Okoro, he still had some really good point of attack defensive moments. Vooch got to wake the hell up if he's going to actually help this team this season. And that's one of my biggest reasons for concern for this team. But you guys can let me know how you feel down below. Now, with that said, I do want to talk about ESPN. They did a simulation that actually was pretty favorable for the Chicago Bulls, where they said, but ESPN did a simulation of the season, and the simulation was actually pretty favorable to the Bulls. Now, I don't want to have some in-depth conversation and act like this means that this is the way that the season is going to go, but for what it's worth, we talk about the predictions, and the Bulls always go over the preseason predictions, but ESPN ran a simulation that had the Bulls finishing 41-41 at 500 and actually defeating both the Boston Celtics and the Miami Heat in the play-in to get to the playoffs and face what they have as the number one seed, the Orlando Magic. And so the Bulls were listed as one of the big winners from their simulation. It is what it is. The Trailblazers also snuck into the postseason as well, which that means the Bulls also got the 2026 first-round pick from the Portland Trailblazers because they were able to sneak into the playoffs. Now, that's how you know it's a simulation. But here's what I'll say in this, right? I want everybody to keep in mind. The preseason talk around the Chicago Bulls is just that. It's preseason talk. Even me, right? Nobody knows exactly how this season's going to go. That's nobody, right? That's Matt Peck. That's Ricky O'Donnell. That's CEO Hayes. That's Pat the Designer, right? None of us know exactly how this season's going to go. All we can do is try to read the tea leaves and based off our own feelings about this team and this roster, because, nobody can say, well, unbiasedly, because no, your feelings about a team are biased. Your feelings about how a player can achieve are biased. It's based on your own personal view of that, right? Because you're projecting. The only other way that you can have non-biased projections is if you're really looking at, like, raw data. And even at that point, projection data will tell you it's not a perfect science, right? But this is a season where, regardless if you're up on the team, if you're down on the team, that we're going to have fun watching the season. And part of the reason why is because we have young players that are developing that are going to be of the future. Josh Giddey, Manus Bouzelis, Noah Essengay, right? We have those guys. Seeing how Kobe and Io play in contract years, right? That's really important also. This is going to be a fun Bull season. How successful the season is, that may impact your enjoyment as well. But, we're going to be here talk about it. We are the only truly daily Chicago Bulls podcast that is going to cover this team every single day. And so because of that, stay locked in. Stay locked in with us. We got you, right? And we're going to give you that coverage that hopefully you guys feel like you deserve. If you guys haven't been able to notice, a lot more overlays. If you guys are on the YouTube side, if you're on the podcast side, it's basically the same. But more overlays, more professional production style overlays is what we're including in this show now. More highlights. I want to take the show to the next level. And as the Bulls progress as well, I need to progress as a content creator. So I want to hear from you guys. I know that we post every day, and I don't expect everybody to watch every day's episode, but I will say this show is for us. And I can even admit and say maybe I got a little bit away from that as well over the years. This show is for us. This show is for Bulls fans. This ain't about me. It's not. It's about Bulls fans. It's about this community. And so let's have fun. We have so many like avenues. Join the Discord. If you're not part of the Discord, I'll make sure the link to the Discord is in the description. I want to interact with you guys, and I'm going to find new and ways to include you guys, especially the members. The members only, we got something special coming from you guys. For you guys, once the season starts, we want you guys included as well. I think members only are going to have access to leave us video mailbags as well, whereas some of the other guys won't. So stay in tune with us for that, man. That's all I can say. But with that, we do got one voicemail I want to get into, and this one's from Shay.
What's up, Haynes? This is Shay. Look, I don't know if you paid attention, but I know you probably saw it because C-Dub and him, or Bobby probably might have posted it. But Noah Esenga, after the Bucks lost, Noah Esenga, after the Bucks lost, he was working on his free throws right after the game. Look, I know people going to say, oh, Shay, it's not a big deal. Big deal, we'll go figure. But for a rookie to do that, as usual you see players and, like, good key role players and, like, superstars like Kobe Bryant doing that. The fact that he's doing that lets you know we probably got a gem for the future. Now, look, I'm not saying he's going to turn out to be no superstar, but a kid like that is a sign of good work ethic, and I'm not saying he gonna be no stars, but one thing, and I'm not comparing him to Kobe Bryant, but one thing that people said about Kobe that made him better than everybody else and Jordan was their work ethic. And when you're willing to put work ethic after a game that you lost, because you know you could get better, and then on top of that, I think, and this is the words out of your mouth, he put on like 5 pounds of muscle during the summer. Again, just imagine what he's going to do for years to come. And I think we might got a workhorse on our team. Well, everybody's a workhorse, but like, this, talk about modest, I think this is going to be the next one. This could probably be the next one. Anyway, tell me what you think. Peace.
Noah Esenga is working on his game, and he is – Noah is the type of player that is willing to put in the work, and that's the type of players that you want to invest in. I get it that people are looking at Carter Bryant and Juan Berenguer and some other players that went after Noah Esenga and saying, damn, did the Bulls miss an opportunity here? And I'll tell you what, one of the players that I look at in that and say is Danny Wolf. I love Danny Wolf. I love Danny Wolf in this draft. But the Bulls went with the higher upside guy, and I think that Noah, much like Modest, has the right type of mindset. But – Bulls fans, a lot of them are kind of jaded because we've gone high upside before and have had not much to show for it. And so I can't blame those guys at all and how they feel about it. But I think this year or this new direction by this Bulls team, they got different type of guys that were raw, but also had something that you can look at and say that if they don't progress at all, this is the NBA skill that they have. And I think that that's about Noah, because Noah as a rebounder, a lob threat, and a shot blocker, and getting to the free throw line, those are all things that he's already shown ability on a small sample size, and there's no reason to think he won't be able to keep doing that. But it's what he can polish off and add to his game as that goes on that makes it even more special, right? So you're right, Noah is a bright spot, and he has been a bright spot, and I think we got us another one as far as a young guy that's willing to work and do what's needed. And we'll see how that shakes out. But that's my time for today, guys. Make sure you guys are following us at Bulls Central Pod. You can send us any feedback, questions, comments, concerns. BullCentralPod@gmail.com. Lastly, if you want to leave a text message and our voicemail for the mailbag, the number to do so, 773-270-2799. We are the number one spot for everything Chicago Bulls related, but that is thanks to you, lovely and beautiful people. And like I like to end every episode on, go Bulls. Love you guys. See you right if you can, y'all. Peace.
This has been a presentation of the Break Media.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key, and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.